Welcome to Compact Conversations, the show that compresses the day's AI news into 5 minutes. Today's lead is about government restrictions on advanced AI models. The Trump administration has lifted restrictions on Anthropic's latest Claude models, ending a weeks-long ban tied to cybersecurity concerns.
According to the Associated Press, the Commerce Department blocked foreign nationals from using both Claude Fable 5 and Mythos 5 on June 12th, forcing Anthropic to take the products down just days after their release. The government's concerns were sparked by a report from Amazon researchers who found a method of bypassing Fable 5 safeguards that could discover and potentially exploit software vulnerabilities.
Anthropic says Claude Fable 5 is now widely available again. Access to the more powerful Mythos 5 model is being restored only to a select group of U.S.-based organizations approved by the federal government. OpenAI is also restricting release of its new GPT 5.6 Sol model to government-approved customers at the administration's request.
70%. That's the storage cost reduction AWS claims for its new Open Search Analytics engine optimized for AI telemetry. With AI workloads driving a 93% increase in log volume, according to Dynatrace, this new engine aims to help enterprises manage growing observability costs without dropping data they need.
On the infrastructure side, InfoWorld reports AWS has released a new analytics engine for its managed Amazon OpenSearch service, specifically optimized for log analytics from AI applications. It stores data in Apache Parquet format and maintains Lucene search indexes for searchable fields.
The catch is adoption friction. The optimized engine can't be added to an existing domain. You need to stand up a new domain and migrate ingestion pipelines. It also lacks support for domain-specific language, so enterprises with existing OpenSearch deployments may need to rewrite dashboards and automation workflows.
InfoWorld also has a piece on preventing agent-generated infrastructure bloat through spec-driven governance. The core problem: without guardrails at the specification level, autonomous AI engineer agents can industrialize inefficient infrastructure patterns at scale. When agents over-provision clusters or pod resources, that inefficiency compounds continuously and becomes impractical to fix after deployment.
On the security front, Auth0 published a post arguing that the simplest way to keep AI agents from leaking secrets is not to give them secrets in the first place. Reddit commenters added nuance: scoped, short-lived tokens that expire in minutes, or standalone tools that don't require internet access after deployment, can reduce the blast radius if credentials do leak.
The Decoder reports that Meta is building its own cloud business to sell spare AI compute to outside customers. With planned AI investments of up to $145 billion this year, the company is looking for ways to monetize excess capacity.
Finally, SnapLogic released MCP Builder, a template-based tool that turns existing integration pipelines into model context protocol servers. That's the standard that connects AI agents to enterprise systems. Organizations can generate MCP servers from existing integrations and open API specs without rebuilding workflows or writing code. One thing to try is being more skeptical about what model benchmarks actually compare. A Reddit discussion on Local Llama points out that when Claude dominates benchmarks against open models, we're not comparing model inference to model inference.
We're comparing raw model output from open models with the entire Claude product experience. Reasoning traces, conversation redaction, back-end processing. We don't know what Anthropic does behind the scenes. So the next time you see a benchmark, ask, what exactly is being measured? Raw model capability or the full product stack? That gap might be bigger than the model gap itself.
That's Compact Conversations for Thursday. More AI news tomorrow. Until then, happy prompting.